from Kirkgate. Today I want to talk about the realistic web framework. Agenda is what and how and the problem I faced, and then solutions and demo. First, I want to make a UI text automation for web app, but it's using blockchain. As you guys already know about that, what's the biggest difference from the just normal web app is just using signing transaction using webmask. So I want to make this in the CI system and code build. So this is our final goal, and actually we built up all the pipelines now. So for this, I decided to use Test Cafe. This is really amazing UI testing framework, the open source. There's a bunch of features out there, but I can explain about a few things. It's a great stable test. We don't need to think about the how we can delay or wait for the rendering or API or synchronous process. All of things will be automatically run, and then support the JavaScript and TypeScript, and then detect JavaScript error when you run your test. Then Test Cafe will start all the tests, and then launch concurrency, and then to build readable tests. This is a really important part for developers to understand and write the complex the element in the HTML. And finally, we could use this in the CI using command and many bunch of options. The problem is Test Cafe doesn't support MetaMask, so I couldn't find the specific way, but I actually found a small way to enable MetaMask from user profile. But the problem is Test Cafe cannot access the pop-up and the click button or something. Eventually, we should run it in the headless mode. It means there's no way to control any pop-up of the buttons. But I found a way using a mock. This is a really tricky, and I know it's not tricky. There's a return the dummy transaction has in block numbers. I enjoyed, really enjoyed in the passing task, but I found something happened. So I thought, what? But I looked into what happened in our system. And actually, our system, one of our feature is syncing up the blockchain data in the back end and the return the front end side. So, but dummy transaction data didn't happen in actual blockchain, so it means there's no update and backend return nothing and then end. So what am I gonna do? And then I thought about what am I gonna do. But I don't want to give up. So I found another way using Web3. It's really simple and clean and create the wrapper for the Web3. And then actually these main key features are here and include address and private key. And to sign the transaction is kind of a wallet. And then easy to enable and disable when on the front end compile stage. And also, we can call exactly the same method in Web3. And then we don't need MetaMask anymore. So it's really simple and clean. I'm going to show you a demo. This is one feature in MultiPass we built now, and it's called MultiSig Wallet. It's a MultiSig Wallet that has the multiple owners in them. And then number of requires and the required confirmations, and they can allow to sign the transaction multiple users. As you can see, the deploy and sign and the transaction actually happened in the blockchain, but there's no MetaMask interaction. So we can make it clean and fast and so super in a convenient way. So for this, we complete the test and I passed the test. Eventually, I was happy, okay? But this is not all for the UI testing. That we found some bugs in Solidity and Gap recently. It was really, we are really proud of that. And then also we realized the way organized UI testing can help keep our system safe. Also, help contribute to the open source community. So what I want to say is don't forget the test, whatever you guys do, okay? Thank you.